Be'ema be'yira be'reses be'ziya be'mora. So in that line that Rambam's quoting from the Gemara in Brochus, in Chavbeis, Gemara says, the sanya, v'hodatum levanecha v'levnei vanecha, uksiv basre yom asher amata l'fnei Hashem l'okecha v'chorev. Malahalan, just as the experience that we had at Chorev was be'ema be'yira be'reses u'be'zeya be'ziya, afkan be'ema be'yira be'reses u'be'ziya. The sense of fear and awe and trembling and shaking, which defined the experience of Mamet Har Sinai, should accompany us, the Doros, in our Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah should be Be'ema, Be'yira, Be'resas, Be'ziya. That's what the Ramban here is referencing. Mispalel u'misvade b'lev nitke v'nefesh shvura. Shoel slicha mevakesh mechila v'chaporo b'kido b'vricha b'hishtachavoya ad sheyispaka kul kolchuyo shabashadra. So what occasions, what's triggering this vidui and the she'elas slicha bikosh mechila v'chaporo? So one can't help but be reminded of what the Nefesh HaChaim writes in Shar Dalet Perek Vav. Lazos ha'emes shezuhi aderach ha'amiti asher bozer bocha hu yizbarach shemo b'chol eis sheyochen ha'odam atzmo lilmod, where a person is setting himself to learn. Ro'ui lo lehisyashev kodem sheyasko, before the person opens the Gemara, opens the Chumash, he should be misyashev, he should collect his thoughts and focus. I'll call parim zman muad, at least a little bit of time. B'yiras Hashem tahora b'taharas halev. He should think in yana yiras Hashem and lehisvados al chataso me'umka deliba. A person should be misvada. A person should do tshuva every time before he sits down to learn. Kadesh tehei taraso kedosha utahora. That will allow that the Talmud Torah can be holy and pure. So one is certainly reminded by association of the Nefesh HaChaim when Ramban writes that as he sits down to write his Chidushim al HaTorah, he's mispalel mizvad b'lev nitke v'nefesh shvura, he shows slicha mevakesh mechila v'chapara. But even though it's reminiscent, he means something totally different. It's quite clear. A here minei uve, and then we'll Be'ez Hashem bli nedu, we'll try to buttress it from elsewhere in the Ramban. That what he means in context here is, if you continue, v'nafshi yodas ma'od yediya berura, I understand very very well, says the Ramban, she'ein beitzas hanemala keneged hagalgal ha'elyon tzeira. If you look at a tiny egg of an ant, it doesn't even register against the vastness of the cosmos. It's nothing. You wouldn't even express it as some kind of fraction, as It's nothing. It doesn't register. What's the analog to that? Kasha chochmosi ktana v'dayti ketzora k'neged sisrei haTorah. Ramban says, I recognize how minuscule my chokhmah is, and how small and puny my understanding is, k'neged sisrei haTorah, in relation to all the hidden dimensions of Torah, hatzfunim bevesa, hatzfunim bechadra, tzafun barech, right, which are hidden away inside the Torah. Ki chol yoko v'chol pele v'chol sod omok v'chol chochma mefo'ora komus ima chosun be'otzara. Every wonder, every deep, profound idea, every aspect of splendid chokhmah, all of it is hidden away within Torah. Beremez, bedibur, beksiva, b'amira. If we get that far, we'll see this even more explicitly later in the Hakdamah to Sefer Bereishis. So Ramban clearly understands that, let's say, when the Mishnah in Ovah says that the hafachba, the kulaba, it means that all chokhmos sheba olam are contained within Torah, and that's what the Ramban is saying is I'm being misvada. And I'm being sure slicha mevakish mechila v'chapara, because I recognize my unworthiness to undertake this task. And it's clear that he's not talking about a generic. He's not talking about the idea, that beautiful, profound idea of the nefesh ha'chaim, that a person should be misvada before learning. It's a different beautiful, profound idea that he's being misvada on his lack of worthiness for the task that he's undertaking, and it's dialectical. On the one hand, he's being mizvada about chokhmasik tan of daitik tzara. He's being shoa slicha mevakish mechila v'chapara. Kasha oma hanovi hamefoa bilvush malchus v'hatora mashiach elokei Yaakov un'im azmira l'chol tichla re'isi keitz. Everything in the world is finite, is limited. But Rechava mitzvascha ma'od. But Ribon Shalom, your Torah is so is unlimited in its breath. B'nema plos eid v'osecha al kenet sarasa nashi. Your statutes are wondrous. Avol mo'aseh. Right. This is the second half of the dialectic. On the one hand, I recognize that I'm unworthy. But I can't help myself. So that's what the vidui is here in the Ramban. Avol moyesa, says the Ramban, v'nafshi choshko b'Torah. So we recognize that phrase, the nafshi choshko b'Torah, from the Bryson Yevamos. It's a Bereshis Rabba also that Ben Azai darshan that Komisha Eino Osek Beperi Verivius Gila Shofech Damim, and the Chacham said to him, Yesh Noah Doresh V'Noah Mekayim, but you are Noah Doresh V'Eino Noah Mekayim, because Ben Azai wasn't married. So Ben Azai says, Mo'ayasev Nafshi Choshka Batole Efshe La'olam Sheyizkayim Al Yedei Acherim. So that's the phrase the Ramban is borrowing. What's interesting is seemingly the Ramban's making a different use of it. Right? Ben Azai's Nafshi Choshka B'Torah just means that the responsibilities of marriage inevitably will, to some degree, encroach upon my learning. And Nafshi Choshka B'Torah, I can't tear myself away from the Torah. I can't separate myself from it. The Ramban's not talking about learning Torah, he's talking about teaching Torah. The Ramban just wants to learn Torah. He doesn't have to write down his Chidushim on the Parashat Torah. The Ramban clearly is talking about teaching Torah, revealing Torah to others, sharing it with others. But Elamai, Luchara, again, it's not a question because the Ramban is just, he's entitled to use a phrase in a different sense. But the emphasis is, he actually is using it in the same sense as Ben Azai, as follows. The Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the HaMitzvah HaShlishis, the Mitzvah Vavas Hashem, he says, Ukvo Amru, Shemitzvah Zo Kolelas Gamkein, that this mitzvah also includes Shenidrosh V'nikra HaNoshim Kulam La'avodosu Yis'alu La'hamin Bo. It doesn't only translate into one's own complete and total and all-encompassing preoccupation with Avodas Hashem, but it also means to reach out to others. V'nikra HaNoshim Kulam La'avodosu Yis'alu La'hamin Bo. How is this included in the imperative of Avas Hashem? It's a holy thing, but Mishtam, it's a different mitzvah. How is it included? How do Chazal see it contained within the imperative of Avas Hashem? V'zeh, says the Rambam, kishetohav odom, if you are enthralled with someone, captivated, Tosim libcha olav utishabcheyu utivakesh anoshim le'avosa. Lahavdil, you read a really good book. You share it. Your enthusiasm for the book. This is such an insightful book. Such a good book. Such an excellent book. Your appreciation. Your enthusiasm. The hislavus, it spills over. That others should also see it, read it, appreciate it. Kishetoav odom, tosim nibcha elavu tushabcheyu. You're going to praise him. Utevakesh anoshim le'av also. And you'll seek to get others to appreciate this also. V'zeh tzad ha-moshel. That's the moshel, says the Rambam. Ken kishetoav akel be'emes, k'moshe higia lecha, mehasogas amitoso, Hine ato below sofek tidrosh v'tikra haskofim v'ascholim liyidiyas emes. So, basically what this Rambam tells us, he's talking in the context of Avas Hashem, is that one's own appreciation and sharing with others is one continuum. It's one natural, unbroken continuum. And parallel to that, mirroring that, right, so the Rambam famously, the loka of Sadyagon counts Lilmod Lalamed as the same mitzvah. It's not two mitzvahs in the Minyan Tayag. For the Rambam, it's one mitzvah, because it's one continuum. There's no such thing as a Lilmod without a Lalamed. You can't... The Lalamed is the natural extension, the natural carryover, the natural culmination of the Lilmod. So Mimela, the emphasis of the Ramban is not really making a different use of the Nafshi Choshka B'Torah than Ben Azai. It's the same Nafshi Choshka B'Torah. You have a Nafshi Choshka B'Torah, then Avada Ben Azai's Nafshi Choshka B'Torah was not just to learn, but was to teach also. To teach also. That's the Ramban's. Well, Nafshi V'Nafshi Choshka B'Torah. So that's the dialectic, that on the one hand, Nafshi Yodas Me'od Yediyah Berua, his unworthiness, Avol Mo'asa V'Nafshi Choshka B'Torah. V'hoya B'libi Ke'esh Ochales Bo'era B'Kilyosai Atzura. It's a burning fire within me, this desire is a burning fire that it was being held back, but can't be held back. Lot says, "Be'ikvei arishonim, to follow in the footsteps of the rishonim, arayos shebachabura, Ga'one hadoros vale gevura lehikonesi mahim ba'ovia kora, to even engage them in intergenerational discussion and debate, lichtov kohem, to follow in their footsteps, to write shotim b'ksuvim u'b'midrashim b'mitzvos v'agada. Some of what the Ramban does in the Parash al HaTorah is he says pshat n'pasuk. Sometimes the Ramban in the Parash al HaTorah is illuminating a very terse and cryptic Midrash Chazal. Sometimes the Ramban tells us tamei mitzvahs. He explains to us what a mitzvah is about. It's not so much the textual analysis as it is what the mitzvah is about. And sometimes the Ramban says, and I quote Agadita, and try to shed light on that. Arucha b'kol u'shmura. It's interesting to compare the Ramban's Hakdama here to the Parash al HaTorah. This the Ramban wrote to the Isaac Nusa. This was later in his life, I think when he was already in Eretz Yisrael, the Ramban wrote the Parash al HaTorah. The other works we have from the Ramban were written earlier in life. So it's interesting to compare it to his Hakdama to the Milchamos. I'm beginning around 3.5 lines into the Hakdama to the Lachamas. V'acharei hodos es Hashem ha-nichbad v'hanora hazeh v'chol leiv v'chol nefesh v'chol koach v'chol ma'od u'she'elas hofeg ratzon mimenu. So I begin, the Ramban says, by giving hodot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Bakosha, Usha'elas Hofeg Ratzon Mimenu Lahadichenu B'Derech Yishara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should guide me in the Milchamos B'Derech Yishara. Now compare the Lashonos to what we just saw in the Hagdan to the Parash al HaTorah. U'Bakosha Samachila Milfonav Al Shkios. So here too, the Ramban in his extreme humility also has Bakashas HaMechila, but it's of a totally different sort and very, very different tone than in the Parash, than the Hakdama to the Parash al HaTorah. Here the Ramban says Bakashas HaMechila Milfanav Al Shkios. He says I'm not operating under the illusion that I'm perfect, and Mestamba, I'm going to say things in the Milchamos which are wrong, and I'm asking Mechila. Here, the Bakashas Mechila is for the very undertaking the enterprise. It's not for the Shkios, right? Here, the Bakashas Mechila is just me ani umo ani to be writing Chidushim al HaTorah. And even the justification is a different justification, right? Here the justification basically is, I have no answer to the fact that I'm unworthy, other than to say, Avol mo'esa v'nafshi choshka b'Torah. It goes without saying that the fact that the Ramban proceeds to write Chidushim al HaTorah after confessing his lack of worthiness doesn't necessarily open the door for everyone to, well, okay, I'm also unworthy, so I'll confess my unworthiness, and it's not quite as simple as that. There's an old Yiddish joke. I started to make tshuva in the town, so they have a kinas tshuva. So the first one to get up to speak is the Rav. So the Rav gets up to speak, and he says, the emnah says, he says, I shouldn't be up here. I'm not. I'm no one to give Musa. Was benech is ben agonish. What am I? I'm a nothing. And then he goes on and gives his brush. So after the Rav finishes, so then the Dayan gets up. The Dayan's the next one. Same thing. You know, who am I? Was benech is ben agonish. He gives his brush. And after him, the Sheikhet. The Sheikhet in town gets up. He gives his brush. Same hakdom, same introduction. Was benech is ben agonish. Finally, the last speaker is going to be the Gabbai, the Shamus. The Shamus gets up and gives the same Akdama. Was Vinich Ben Agonish. So the Rav leans over to the Dayan and whispers and says, Oich Ben Agonish. which translates as, like, what kind of Gornish is he? So there are different levels of... Different levels of unworthiness here. So this doesn't necessarily provide a carte blanche to anyone and everyone to be running Kedushim al HaTorah. I'll call upon him. The justification that the Ramban gives is also, again, the same way that Bakoshas HaMechila is very markedly different. So let's continue here. Omar ki hisnatzlusi al hachibur hazem mevua mishnei ponim. My justification for writing the Mechamos, right now we're reading from the Hakdamah to the Mechamos. My justification for writing the Mechamos is based on the following two considerations. Ha'echad mitzad achiyav hamutal aleinu l'chapes ben yanei ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah Talmud Torah. A person can't allow the prospect of erring to paralyze him that he doesn't learn. I'm not going to open the Gemara because why? Because I may learn Pshat the wrong way. So obviously one can't that sense of the sensitivity and the tremendous sense of achrayus to learn Torah L'Amita can't be allowed to paralyze a person. It can't be that results in a person not learning and also not teaching. Ha'echad mitzad achir v'amutal aleinu l'chapez binyanei ha-Torah v'amitzvos u'lehotzi l'or ta'lumos matzpunim. V'she'en anachnu rashoim l'hisatzel b'yedi'osa u'lehisrasho b'limuda. And what's more, we're also not allowed, again, this is the Ramban talking, this is not us talking. V'lo lira odom b'hora oseho mishpotaha. And what's more, we can't be intimidated. The person has to, the Ramban is mechuyev to speak the truth of Torah as he understands it. Kemo shekosov lo sagur na'ish. V'kasher bo biyo hakosov hazeh v'yaser haksuvim adomen lo b'divrei chachmei Yisrael zal. So that's the first justification is the chi of Talmud Torah. The second, v'hasheni, ki ein ha-sefer hazeh berov dvarav mechadish dvarim shelo nemru. Mechamos isn't chidushim, right? Contrast that with the opening line here of lichtov chidushim b'perushei Torah. He says, most of what you'll find in the Mechamos, I think, are not chidushim. Adarava. My whole point is, I'm defending the Rif. So I'm not pioneering new approaches. The Mechamos was intended to defend the Rif. V'asheni ki ein ha-sefer hazeh berov dvarav mechadish dvarim shelo nemru ad ha-yoso kidei sheyehei berotzon ha-odom litlos bonu. No, it's not that you should attribute to us la-omitz leiv. No, this isn't me. Rak hu mevaer, I skipped three words, rak hu mevaer divrei ha-kodmim. I'm explaining the words of my predecessors, because that of the Rif. So it's quite clear from the comparing the two Agdomas that the Ramban is saying to write in a certain sense to write a Perush on the Torah is the most intimidating and awesome task or endeavor that there possibly is, because a person is presuming to say that these words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is what he means. He's not saying what the Rif's Havana was. As great as the Rif was, he's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the dialectic here. But even here, you do have the hisnatzlus of Omoyasev and Nafshi Choshka B'Torah. And it's supposed to be that way. It's supposed to be Nafshi Choshka B'Torah. Ramban continues, V'osim l'mu'ur panai, those who will enlighten me, Neros ha-menorah ha-tahorah. Who are the Neros ha-menorah ha-tahorah? So A, it's Perushe Rabbeinu Shlomo, Rashi, Ateres Tzvi, Utsviras Tefora, Muchto b'ni Muso, b'mikro, b'mishno, b'gemara. Lo mishpat ha-bechorah. Right, so the Ramban gives us his assessment that Rashi is the preeminent Mefarish. You can't learn Chumash without beginning with Rashi. Lo mishpat ha-bechorah. The way his perush is crowned, or the way he's crowned in incorporating into his perush Mikra Mishnah Gemara, B'dvarav Ehege, I'll reflect on his words. Right, Hegyon Libi, it means to think deeply, to reflect. B'ahavosam Eshke, I will be immersed in love of his words, v'imanu yihi elonu masu matan drisha v'chakira. Again, there will be this intergenerational discussion, debate, and yeah, drisha v'chakira. I'll hold his feet to the fire also. I'll be darish v'choker. I'll question what he says also. B'pshatav Umidrasha v'chol agada b'tzura asher b'feirusha zechura b'feirushav zechura, about all of his pshatim, the midrashim he quotes. So he's one of the two neros of the menorah ha-tahorah whom the Ramban is mischashev in before. Basically, what the Ramban is saying, you can't advance a different pshat without first giving Rashi his due, without reflecting long and hard on Rashi's pshat. V'imma bi'avon ben Ezra, the Ibn Ezra, tia lanu tochachas megula va'ava misutara. Right, openly, you'll see me asking kashas and as it were rebuking him, but that comes from an underlying ahava. They tell the story that there was a certain rav in Yerushalayim who was osek alanin in Yonei Kotchim. So he used to go into a belvel and tell him his chidushim. And sometimes the Rebbe would just sit there passively and just listen and not react. And sometimes he'd argue with him. And tell him, no, it's against the Tosfos, it's against the Rambam, it's against the Gemara. So, Vayihile Litzkufas Hayomim. So this Rav published a Sefer. So all the Shtiklach Torah where the Rebbe didn't say anything, so he published those Shtiklach Torah. And where the Rebbe argued with him, so he didn't publish it. So when they brought the Sefer to Revelle, Revelle said, Gevalt. He said, sometimes the Shtiklach Torah, they were so off that you couldn't begin to talk about it. So I kept quiet. said, sometimes no, the Sikh Lachtar, they were stimulating. I didn't agree with them, but they were stimulating. You could react, you can ask Akasha. Sometimes our Shtikl Torah is so off, there's nothing to talk about. I just sat there quietly. The Ramban says to argue with someone is the Talchachas Megula is a reflection of an Ava Mesutaris. If the Ramban is Masik on the Ibn Ezra, it means the Ibn Ezra is worth being Masik on. It means that he's a Bahochi, he's someone who's Pratim. You have to contend with. In modern times, sometimes people write Hasogas to be nasty. That's a modern phenomenon. When the Rishonim wrote Hasogas, it was the highest order of compliment. The highest order of compliment, meaning this is someone who, what he says, has to be taken so seriously and is so important that you need to respond. Like Rishon Zalman has a tshuva where he disagrees with a psak that Moshe gave about Hatzala returning from a life-saving mission, what they're allowed to do, what they're not allowed to do. Shlomo Zalman has a much more limited than Rav Moshe. But it's quite clear that it's in Yoni Bikoach Nefesh, and Rav Moshe said it, and Rav Shlomo Zalman disagreed. So the disagreement is a reflection of deep respect. Well, Hakel Hashem Imenu Levad Ira, right? That's the same theme as we saw in the Hakdamat El Mochamas. In that sense, the two are alike. Yatzileni Miyom Eva, Yas Yach Secheni, right? Chasuchim Mikol Chet, we say in Atochan Antona, right? They should be held back. They should be Nimnoim. Yachsecheni mishkiya osim mikol chayt va'avera v'yadrucheni b'derech yeshara v'yiftach lanu sharei ora v'yizakenu liyom ha'besora. Kiduchsiv, and he quotes his psukim. Okay, but let's begin a little bit the hakdam to sefer Bereshis. Lina v'es Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu kasa v'sefer hazah em ha'Torah kula mipiv shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tahaynu. There is a machlokes amongst the Mefarshim about Nach. Everyone agrees that Kol Divrei Nevi'im Emes. Everyone agrees that everything in Nevi'im is 1,000% true. But there is a disagreement as follows. About Benel, for instance, and in closer to our day, it was a view that was also espoused by Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. So maybe to give a moshel for their understanding, let's say, imagine you have an artist he paints a painting, or a composer writes a musical score. Then an art critic writes an essay in which he interprets the painting. Or a music critic will write an essay in which he interprets the musical score. And then you go back to the artist and the musician, and you ask him what he thinks about the review. And he says, extraordinary. The reviewer, the critic, captured everything I wanted to say. Lo hosef v'lo gora. He didn't impute anything to me that I didn't intend. Nor did he miss anything. Nor did he omit anything that I did intend. So now, if we'll ask, in terms of the what's conveyed in the picture, if we'll ask, is everything in the critic's piece, is it MS? The answer is a resounding yes. If we'll ask, whose words are they? Is it verbatim? Are the words in the review, are they the words of the artist, of the musician, or are they the words of the critic? The answer is they're the words of the of the critic. They're not the words of the artist, because the artist spoke in a non didn't speak. The artist communicated in a non-verbal medium. So for the Abar Banel, for Yaakov Kamenetsky, I mean, the first half of this everyone agrees with. Nevuah, let's say Chazon Yeshayo, it's a vision. I don't know, if you look at a blackboard and you see writing, you don't call that a vision, no? Nevuah is a non-verbal medium. A non-verbal medium. And then, Yeshayo Anavi, then, with 100% faithfulness and veracity, translated that non-verbal medium of Nevuah into words. Into words. That's the view, again, which is espoused amongst others by the Abar Banel, by Yaakov Kamenetsky. The Malbim, but both the Abar Banel and Malbim, you can take a look at in their Hagdamas, the Sefer Yirmiyahu. The Malbim takes very, very strong issue with that and says no. And says that Nach is also verbatim. In addition to whatever non-verbal nevuah, but then they also had a nevuah where they received the actual words to write down Chazon Yeshayahu ben Amoz. That dispute is about Nach. There's zero dispute, as Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky takes pains to underscore. There's zero dispute. There's no dispute about Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Everyone agrees that Chamisha Chumshei Torah is dictation. That Moshe Rabbeinu received every word in the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that the Torah represents verbatim Moshe Rabbeinu. We'll see in a minute the imagery that the Ramban uses. Moshe Rabbeinu kosev ha-sefer ha-zeham Torah kulam mipiv shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hakarov, what seems most likely to understand, shekosvo b'har Sinai. We'll see in a minute that Behar Sinai L'chora in the Ramban doesn't seem to mean on Har Sinai. Let's reserve judgment on that for a moment. Kisham ner malo alei elai ha-hora ve-hayesham ve-etna l'chora. What's going to happen? What's going to happen in Har Sinai? Ve-etna l'chora as luchos ho-even ve-hatorah va-mitzvah shakasavti la-horosam. Okay, so what do each of these words refer to? Kiluchos ha'aven, it's clear what that means. Yechlo ha'luchos va'amichtav, the luchos ha'vus, with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu inscribed on the luchos, kloma aseres ha'divros. V'hamitzvah, right? The Ramban is not going in order because Torah is the word that perhaps is a little bit ambiguous to understand. V'hamitzvah mispar mitzvah in this context. V'hamitzvah mispar mitzvah skulan esse velo sase. So what does that leave for Torah? If mitzvahs, tayag mitzvahs, so what's included in Torah that isn't included in the word mitzvah? Imkein v'hatorah yichlol hasipurim mitchilas breishis. The Torah means the as it were, the non-mitzvos part, the narrative in the Torah. Bereshis Bara Elokim, Vayom Hashem Avram, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. Why is that referred to as Torah? Torah means teaching, right? Torah is Lashon Hora'a. Ki hu more ha'anoshim ba'derech be'inyan ha'emuna. So the Ramban here is clearly confronting the question in that pasuk of what do Torah and mitzvah refer to? How do you speak of mitzvah as distinct from Torah? What does Torah mean when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give the Torah, I'm going to give you the mitzvah? So what is each one, how do you distinguish Torah from mitzvah? So the Ramban gives his answer here, right? The Torah refers to, as it were, the non-mitzvos part of Torah, the stories, the everything else in Chumash, most of Sefer Bereishis. The Rambam in the Hagdama to Mishnah Torah, Rambam has a different answer, but clearly also prompted by and addressing the same question of how do you distinguish Torah from mitzvah. The Rambam says that Torah refers to Torah Shebachsav, and mitzvah zu perusha, meaning the Torah Shebal Peh. But also, again, confronting that same question of what does it mean to separate Torah from mitzvah, mitzvah from Torah. V'imkein, says the Ramban, v'hatorah yichlol ha-sipur mitchilas b'reishis ki humora anoshim b'inyan b'derech b'inyan ha-emunah. That's a line worth thinking about. The takeaway from all the stories is emunah. Not like this. I think we assume that the takeaway from many stories in Chumash is it teaches us something about midos. Just by way of example, of illustration. So if you look at the Ramban later in Parshas Noach, so on Vayochel Noach Isha Adoma, Vayita Korim, etc., the whole episode that ensues, so the Ramban says, V'nichtav Inyan Hayayin B'Noach. Why does the Torah recount this episode? Ki yesh bo azhor mimenu yosu miparshas nazirus. You learn from Parshas Noach more than you learn from Parshas Nazir in the Torah, the danger of wine and intoxication. Who was Noach? Ki hatzadik tomim asher hitzit ko hitzil kol ha'olam. This wasn't the type of guy that, not that you should do this, that if you ventured into a bar, that you would meet in a bar. This is Noach. Hatzadik tomim, whose righteousness saved humanity. We're here today because of Noach. Gam oso hechti ayayim. Even he was stumbled, and even he got into trouble because he got intoxicated. Gam also hechti ayayin. Behavi also lidei bizayon v'kelel azaro. So l'chora, doesn't this illustrate that not all the stories in the Torah are emuna? They're all there to teach. But does it really mean they're all there b'inyan ha-emuna? So maybe think about that. That's a question to think about. Uberidito min ahor. So when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, Kosa mitchilas haTorah at Sof Sipo haMishkan, Ugmar haTorah, Kosa v'Sof Shnas haAvoyim, Kasher Omer Lokoach Ei Sefer haTorah hazeh, V'samta Moso mitzad Aron Bris Hashem Elokechem. So Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah in two installments. Upon coming down from Har Sinai, he writes until the end of the Mishkan, and then at the end of the 40 years, he wrote the balance of Chumash. V'zeh, what I've just presented, says the Ramban, Kedivrei Omer Torah Megillah Megillah Nitna. I'm taking sides in a machlokes Amoraim in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin has a machlokes at the end of Hanizakin, whether Torah Megillah Megillah Nitna or Torah Chasuma Chasuma Nitna. So Megillah means, Megillah is less than a sefer, right? Torah is a sefer. Megillah is less than a sefer. So Torah Megillah Megillah Nitna means the Torah wasn't written down all at once. So the Ramban understands that Torah Megillah Megillah Nitna means that it was written in these in two installments, as opposed to Aval Ledivei HaOmer Torah Chasuma Nitna. It was written and as one sealed complete document. Nichtav Hakol B'Shnas HaRavoyim. If you take a look in Gittin, this was interesting. Rashi has a different understanding. Rashi, I think, has the same understanding of what Torah Chasuma Nitna means. He has a different understanding of what Torah Megillah Megillah Nitna means. For the Ramban, again, it means he wrote it in two installments. For Rashi, it means he wrote it in many, many installments. That, let's say, all the parshas we have in Vayikra, Bamidbar, Devarim, as Moshe Rabbeinu was told, Dabel B'nai Yisrael, so in Parsha Shlach, he was told, Dabel B'nei Yisrael, and tell them Parshas Tzitzis. So after he did that, then he sat down and he wrote that down. And then later, all these Parshas, and the same thing for every Parsha in Parshas Vayikra. After, at the end, he stitched together all these individual Parshios into the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. That's Rashi's understanding of Torah Megillah Megillah Nitzna. Okay, we'll stop here.